How Lovely Was My Morning? By Julianne Pratt. I was studying and praying to know for myself that Joseph was a real prophet. Why wasn't I getting an answer? I dragged myself into the dark bedroom, tempted to collapse onto the bed and immediately drift to sleep. My eyes seemed to weigh me down and my feet felt like lead. I wanted to crawl under my covers, but my desire for an answer to my prayer was greater. I knew I must once again approach the Lord. I knelt at my bedside and silently pondered the things I was about to ask my Heavenly Father. Would He really answer me this time? Did I deserve to be answered? As I felt my faith wavering, I chose to focus my attention on the countless lessons I had learned in my life, instead of on my doubts. One scripture in particular stood out to me. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. I wanted to know that Joseph Smith was a real prophet. I wanted to know for myself that he truly saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ in the sacred grove. As a Latter-day Saint, I felt a strong testimony of Joseph Smith was a vital part of my foundation in the church. I mustered all the faith I could find within my soul by focusing on the times the Lord had shown His hand in my life. I began asking Heavenly Father to help me really know what I had only believed all my life. I knew the only way for me to receive this knowledge was by the Holy Ghost telling me it was true. I wasn't sure I had received that type of communication. How would I know the Holy Ghost was talking to me? Would I hear a voice? Would I feel a burning in my bosom like the scriptures say? I didn't know, but I continued to pray. I sat silently and tried to listen for the whisperings of the Spirit. I didn't hear a voice, and I didn't feel anything unusual. Discouraged, I crawled into bed and fell asleep, telling myself I would get my answer tomorrow night. The obnoxious beep of my alarm clock rang in my ear at 5:30 the next morning. I reluctantly got up and started getting ready for seminary. Before I knew it, I was pulling into the church parking lot. As I walked into my classroom, my teacher was pulling a television into the center of the room. I quickly took a seat on a cold folding chair near the back. I had obviously missed the introduction to the video we were about to watch. However, once the movie started to play, I recognized it quickly. It was The First Vision produced by the church. I had seen it a number of times and thought I understood all there was to learn from it. But as I watched Joseph's experience in the grove, something incredible happened to me. A powerful, peaceful feeling rested on me, and I knew it was the Holy Ghost. The Spirit began to testify that what I was seeing really happened. I knew that Joseph Smith saw Heavenly Father and Jesus. I was surprised. I was not expecting my answer to come that morning. I thought it would come while I was praying. The Spirit spoke to me, and I knew this was the answer I had been asking for. I'm very grateful for the way Heavenly Father answered my prayer. I now have a strong testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith. I know if I exercise faith by reading the scriptures and praying, I can receive personal revelation through the Holy Ghost. End of article. How Lovely Was My Morning? By Julianne Pratt.